the pre-district of 84. The Kansas City Redhawks are 11-9 overall coming into tonight's game, having lost their last three straight games. They're 5-7 in league play, finishing in fourth place in the Greater Thumb West. Last time these two teams met, well, it was just 4 days ago, February 27th, with USA taking the victory 56-31 in USA. Kansas City is 6-4 at home this season, but 0-2 against the Patriots. Overall, the Redhawk offense scores 53.8 points per game and allows 46.1, a negative 2.3 disadvantage. But when Kansas City plays at home, the advantage swings in their favor, 46-44.9, so positive 1.1 point advantage for Kansas City when they play in Kansas City. Now, John Mooney, we take a look inside the Redhawk huddle.
Well, Coach Aaron Fernald's Kansas City Redhawks, they are led by guard senior Colin Hartwick and sophomore Sawyer Cathrell. But I'll tell you what, Jacob Perry, who is also a senior, he has really become a consistent scorer as of late. He's been very aggressive every time we have watched him play. Now, for the Redhawks to go ahead and experience success, I think seniors Curtis Dickinson, Tristan Kuntz, and also sophomore Mason Erla, they're going to need to contribute as well. All of the options need to be available. I think Kansas City can be successful by controlling the tempo. They have to look for the best shot selection that they can, and taking care of the ball is obviously a key. But really the biggest key in this game is, what are they going to do with Ballard? I really think that it's time to unveil the fact that somebody needs to front him and get some backside help, a little back rotation on the weak side, and anything can happen. That's the keys for Kansas City tonight.
Kansas City has been a season of streaks this year. We've seen them win 3 in a row, lose 4 in a row, and lose 3 in a row. In those 7 wins collectively, though, the Redhawk offense fires in the 50s and 60s. But in those 7 losses, Kansas City's production was falling to the tune of scoring in the 30s and sometimes even in the 20s, having never scored more than 38 points. So if their offense is on, more than likely the Redhawks can secure the victory. 2 minutes away from hearing your starting lineups and the national anthem here on the WLW Sports Network.
You can't see it, you can't hear it, but you sure can feel it. It's the warm comfort Kohler's Propane provides your home. And by being a local business in our community, you can trust the comfort in knowing you will get excellent service, low pricing, and you're helping a local business in our community. That's why when most customers make the switch to Kohler's Propane, they stay with Kohler's Propane. Kohler's provide various programs to suit your budget, from prepaid plans in the summer to monthly budget plans all year long. Call today and you too can find the benefits thousands of other Thumb area residents already know. Make the switch to Kohler Comfort. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
It's a big deal in sports when you achieve a personal best. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work. But the personal best that means the most is achieving your personal best in sportsmanship. It's a lifetime lesson. Follow the golden rule. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Stop the run. Stop the run. Can't stop the run. They can't stop the run.
Well, the Redhawks start out the season as one of the hottest teams at 7-2, but then they dropped 4 straight games before righting the ship at 7-6. Following that, they won 4 in a row, but then conclude the regular season with 3 double-digit losses. Ryan Brown, sideline correspondent for us, how important, what steps need to be taken to put the past in the past and look forward to tonight's game?
Well, it's vastly important. They need to have a clear mind going forward. They also need to lean on their young stars to kind of step their game up before they might even be ready to. So I'm looking for them to have a big game tonight. And no, they got to be physically and mentally tougher than USA Patriots tonight.
They're on a 3-game losing streak, having lost to Reese by 15, Vassar by 10, and most recently USA on Thursday by 25. It's time for one more quick break on the WLW Sports Network. Tip-off is next.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
My name is Josh Shearhart. I'm from the Port Hope area, and I currently own Thumb Office Supply here in Bad Axe. The reason I chose to go to SVSU was that it was still somewhat close to home, yet it was far enough away to get the life experiences on my own. It taught me how to budget money, since I was living on my own for the first time. My accounting major with the other business classes at SVSU taught me how to run day-to-day operations and become a profitable small business. If you don't know what you want to do, SVSU can help you find your way and give you the direction to the career that you want to pursue someday. My overall experience at SVSU, I wouldn't give up the times I had there for anything else.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
That was a little bit of an impromptu Star Spangled Banner from Jeff Bader as the sound system decided not to cooperate at the last minute. So Jeff Bader kicked in. He's also the scorekeeper tonight for Cass City, doing an excellent job on the Star Spangled Banner. It's now time for the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game. John Mooney, your prediction for tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what. Conventional wisdom tells me it's USA 60, Cass City 40. But, you know, anything can happen. March Madness.
And Ryan Brown, your thoughts.
I agree with John Mooney that anything can happen, being that it's March Madness. But with USA showing the dominance they have all season, especially as of late, I have USA taking this one 56-48.
And my claim of the game is USA 49, Cass City 53. So we'll see what happens. USA in their blues jerseys tonight, Cass City in their whites. Brennan Ballard up against number 22, Curtis Dickinson, as we're completely going away with the starting lineups and all tonight here as Ballard's tip is in forward and it was into the hands of 31. Hayden Ewald is actually stolen away. And here come the Cass City Redhawks, 0-0 so far. Over to the right corner to Jacob Perry, over to the left wing to Dakota Hartle. Feeds it into Curtis Dickinson. This one is blocked by Ballard. Good heads-up play by Ballard there, and here come USA. Aaron signs the ball. Now it's top of the key. Back up to number 3, DeSimpler. Being guarded from a distance. DeSimpler dribbles to his right. Two signs of the right wing. Back up top of the key. Signs now with it again. Red shoes and all. Skip pass to the left wing to Kramer. The simpler back up. Kramer trying to feed into Ballard. Nothing there. Feeds to Hayden Ewald to the high post. Out to Sines for three. Yes. Aaron Sines with three. Puts USA on the board. It's 3-0. USA leading.
Don't know how long Cassidy is going to stay in that 2-3 zone when Sines makes an open shot like that.
As Mason Erla from top of the key pulls up for the three. And this one's good. We're tied at 3 apiece, folks. Mason Erla surprised everyone. The 6'4" sophomore. As Zach Kramer takes the three from the right wing. This one's no good. Rebound Jacob Perry. And here comes Cass City. Sawyer Cuthrow slowing things down top of the key. Feeding in to Curtis Dickinson. It's actually stolen away by Hayden Ewald. One turnover apiece for each team. As Sines over to Kramer right wing. Back up to Sines. Dribbling. 6:22 left in the first. 3-3. Sines on the fade away, out of control layup, and that one's good.
You know, the way he was looking at it, he might say, I was in control. I'm just falling all over the place.
It's 5-3, USA leading by 2. Erla, top of the key, being guarded by Ballard.